welcome to Fall In, the Problem Gambling Podcast for military service members and veterans. My name is Dave. I'm a veteran of the United States Army and a grateful, recovering, compulsive gambler. Working with me and having my back, as he almost always does, somebody for whom I have a great deal of respect and am honored to be sitting next to virtually, creator and voice of All In the Addicted Gamblers podcast, Brian. How are you, Brian?
Dave, I'm great, and I'm so excited that we're doing another Fall In episode. This podcast is so important for military service members and veterans and gambling addiction and gambling-related harm. So I'm always happy to do this podcast. So thank you for having me again.
Well, thank you for being here, Brian. Yeah, I want to say something real quick before I get into the meat of this. A couple of weeks ago, I came out on social media and I put out there that I was probably going to be stepping back from this podcast. I want to explain that a little bit. I want to explain a little bit about why. I want to explain what got me to start this podcast in the first place and kind of what's re-energized me to step back into it. So at any time, Brian, feel free to step in if you got something. But this is mostly just going to be me telling my story.
My favorite kind of podcast. I get to sit back and listen.
So here we go. Yeah. Again, a couple of weeks ago, I went on social media and I said, I am going to be stepping back from the Fall In podcast. There were a couple of things behind that. First of all, part of it was ego, and that's part of my recovery. I'm working on my ego. I'm working on keeping my ego in check. Where that ego came from was in the fact that I work really hard to try to get certain people on the podcast, or was working to try to get certain people on the podcast so that I could get the message out that we want to get out, and have learned that the crowd that I'm reaching for, that the people that I'm looking for, are a very tough crowd to get through to, and understandably. I'll get into that in a little bit, but I just was not getting the response I was hoping to get in terms of getting guests on here. We had some great guests. We have had some fantastic guests. We had Eric and Robin on here. We had Keith White on here, Heather Chapman, Jeff Wasserman. There's John Crandall was on here. There have been some great people on this podcast, and there will be some more great people on this podcast. Where I was getting disappointed in the fact was that who I was hoping to speak to the most was guys who were just willing to tell their story, because we have a large story to tell. One of the reasons I started this podcast was, of course, I was familiar with and had actually done some work on some of the group podcasts with Brian and the All In podcast, and really like this way to get the message out. So I thought, why couldn't we do something like this for military service members and for veterans? And Brian, I don't know if you remember, I think I suggested that to you over a message at one point, that we do that. So we put this thing together, and my hope was we could reach out to service members and veterans, because if I go back to my time in the military into 2001, and to when I was in Korea, and when I began to struggle with my gambling addiction and was borrowing money from subordinates and was, you know, in diving into one of the worst places I've ever been into in my life, I just remember this feeling all around me of we don't know what to do with you. And I remember this feeling of not wanting to say anything because of the fear of what would happen if and when I did. I remember the feeling of my subordinates are going to look at me and laugh, and I'm going to be shunned, and I'm going to be a nobody, and I'm going to be a piece of shit, because here's this degenerate that's just spending every night in the casino. You know, I didn't know why. I didn't know about the disease behind it. I didn't know about the addiction behind it. I just knew I couldn't stop. I just knew I could not stop no matter what I was trying. I could not step away from it. And, you know, part of what I was hoping for as I dove into that was for somebody to look at me and say, here's what's going on with you, and here's what we can do to help. And it never happened. It didn't happen until I became a veteran, until I've got through the things that I went through, and 4 suicide attempts and 7 different jobs, and, you know, spending 36 hours at a casino just to end up at a hospital after a suicide attempt, just to check myself out because I knew there was a check in the mail to go right back to the casino. You know, I didn't understand any of that. I didn't understand why it was happening. I should have been able to control this. I should have been able to take charge of this on my own. I was an 11-year veteran of the Army. I should have been able to control it and move forward, but I couldn't. And I had to learn that. But I needed somebody to show me that. And I didn't have anybody to show me that until Lori Rugel and Heather Chapman, God bless them, in 2007, sat me down, looked me in the eye and said, shut up and listen. And then finally then I started to learn what gambling addiction was, what problem gambling is, and why I had no control over it and why I had to admit I had no control over it. So I started this podcast to give people like me a voice, for people out there who are struggling, for people out there who don't know what direction to go into because they just don't think anybody's going to listen or anybody would understand. I did this so that they would know there are people out here, you know, and trying to gather voices to tell that story. And we're doing it. We're doing it. It's just not going at the speed that my ego wanted it to go.
I understand that. I understand that, Dave. It's been, I mean, it's probably been a year from doing your podcast on as part of All In and then flipping it over. It's probably a little more than a year.
A little over a year. It's almost a year and a half now. I think we started last May or June of 2020 is when we started doing it.
Yeah. And I was so excited that you were willing to do that because it's matters that I can only talk about with somebody like yourself. I don't have the know-how to discuss military matters without speaking with somebody who understands them. And so right. I was so excited when you wanted to do this specific one. And then when you said, I want to make this an actual podcast, not just part of your podcast, that gave me so much more excitement because that gets the message out even more. You know, it can get lost in all the episodes that I have and it's not in the title, but now here you are, you have this face of Fall In, the Problem Gambling Podcast for military service members and veterans. And so people know where to find you and find the information they're looking for to help them. And I think that's so much better. And it's such an important voice. And whenever I tell people about All In, I tell them about Fall In as well.
I really appreciate that, Brian. And I appreciate what you just said, because it's true. We do need this voice. You know, veterans and service members need the voice out there to say, this is a real problem that needs to be addressed. And we need to talk about it more. Even if I'm the only veteran in the world that's talking about it, which isn't true, but even if I were, somebody needs to be talking about it. Somebody needs to be making sure people are aware that this is an issue and that our stories are out there just like everybody else's. So the fact that you gave me the opportunity to join you on this, Brian, I am more grateful for that than I can ever possibly tell you. I really am. So when I got into this, we kind of built it up and started to pull guests on. I reached out to Keith White because I could not think of a better person. He is the guy who got me, you know, interested in advocacy and got me interested in telling my story and speaking my truth and getting the message out there. He's as soon as he saw what I did with my book and the things that I was talking about, he embraced that immediately. And he saw the need to talk about the importance of gambling among military service members and veterans, and still does. He's still extremely passionate about that. So it was an honor to have him on. And of course, I wouldn't have anybody else but Heather Chapman on, you know, being who she is and so involved in the veterans community and treatment and recovery with veterans. But the whole time, my entire goal was to get people like me on, service members, veterans, people who've been down that road, so we can talk about it more and we can raise awareness and we can create cohesion among us and a connection among us to know that we're there. And honestly, that's a slow process. It takes time. It's one of the reasons behind that is there's so much stigma that has been built around gambling addiction, particularly within the military, that military service members are extremely afraid to even talk about it as a problem, because if you bring it up as a problem, immediately it's not a gambling issue, it's a money problem. You have a financial issue, and now all of a sudden you're a risk to your unit. Now all of a sudden you are a problem. It's not you are a person who has a problem that needs to be addressed. No, it's you are a problem. And I don't agree with that approach. I understand why. I do understand readiness. I understand, you know, not wanting to compromise that readiness, but at the same time, this is an addiction like drugs and alcohol. And just like drugs and alcohol, there are protocols out there for guys who fall into drug and alcohol problems to be able to help take care of them while they're in the military. Not all of them are accepted into it. Some of them are bad enough that they're released. But for those that are able to do it, they can put them through a drug or alcohol issue. You can't tell me that people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol aren't in some level compromising readiness just like a problem gambler is. You can't tell me that. I don't believe it. Maybe you have some paperwork you can show me that says it's true. I'm not buying it. So why aren't the same protocols in place for guys like me? So that's really why I want to pull people in to get that to happen, is I just want to make that awareness out there that this is real. We need to address it. And because it's building so slowly, it was not, I wasn't finding my path. I wasn't finding what I was looking for in terms of this. So I decided to step away from it. And at first I thought I felt good about it. When I first did it, I thought, okay, this is a relief. I can set this aside for a while. It didn't take long before I sat there and I thought, wait a minute, who am I really doing this for? Who am I doing a justice to? Am I even doing a justice to myself? Just us putting the word out there, just us putting this podcast out there, if there's one guy sitting there, if there's one person sitting there who hears the words that I say, or the words that Eric said, or the words that Brian says, or the words that Keith said, and says, let me see if I can find some help on this. Aren't we doing some good? Aren't we making a difference? You know, and as I thought about it more, I'm like, okay, let me give myself some time to breathe with this. Let me give myself some time to sit with this and see what it really feels like. And then I'll make a real decision after that. And as I sat with it, and I actually went, it was about a week and a half ago, I took a vacation down to Florida and I was there for a week. And as I was down there relaxing, this was going through my head. Who do I want to be in this community? Do I want to be the guy who sits idly by and let things happen the way they continue to happen? Or do I want to be a voice and use my voice to maybe help? But even if it's a tiny little bit, even if I'm chipping away just the tiniest little stone from this giant rock, do I want to be that person? And I made the decision that that's the person I want to be. I want to be the person who is unafraid and unashamed of my story. I'm a compulsive gambler. I stole money from my own people. I stole money from the U.S. Army. I paid for it. I paid the price for it. I can say that now because I did pay the price for it, but I did it. You know, am I embarrassed by it? Hell yeah, I'm embarrassed by it. Am I ashamed of it? Yes, I'm ashamed of it, but I'm afraid to tell it. No, because it's important to tell, because there's other people out there struggling with the same thing. And I want them to know that there's help available to them before they get to the point that I got to. Or maybe even if they've been to the point that I've got to, there's still help out there. You're not done. You're not a piece of garbage. You're a human being and you're worth something. You know, so I kind of came to grips with that and made the decision to kind of step back into this, which is when I reached out to you, Brian, and said, I want to get back on and tell this. So that's where we are now. So one of the things I want to talk about is, and I think it's important to talk about this, is we are talking about gambling addiction. We talk about gambling addiction. We talk about the problems that come with gambling addiction. But I want to talk about the humanity that's behind the gambling addiction for me as well. Go ahead, Brian.
Can I comment on a few things you said earlier before we move forward?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I, several times during the course of this podcast, during the almost 7 years now of doing All In, the Addicted Gamblers podcast, have wanted to quit doing it once a year for about 4 or 5 years. It comes around and I had this exact same frustrations that you did of like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And then somewhere, somehow I would find the energy and get re-energized. And I had the exact same reaction that you did. So you're not alone in that. It happens. And it's sometimes it can be defeating when it's not what you want it to be. And I've learned very recently through my recent mental health struggle that I need to be vocal about what I want. And I need to know that it's okay to have wants for certain things. Once you know what you want, you can work towards it. And it sounds like now you've realized what you want to do with this podcast, which means your voice is going to be stronger. You're going to be more assertive about it. And I think that's an excellent, excellent thing for this podcast, because now you're going to be having the energy that you wanted to have at the beginning. You're going to be, into overdrive on your messaging. And so I just want to say that I related to the quitting. It's funny how I found out because somebody said, oh, is Dave not doing Fallen anymore? And I said, what are you talking about? It's part of my mental health struggle. I quit all social media. I'm no longer on social media. You know, you can email me and get a hold of me. But other than that, and I did that because it's a driver of some of my anger, irritability, is seeing things on social media, but I would have an immediate reaction to it and post it in the same vein that you wanted to quit. So you posted it and that's that. But every time I wanted to quit, then I would feel like, oh no, I kind of, this is the thing that I do and I want to keep doing it. So I'm glad that you want to do this because I can't do this without you, Dave. And this isn't such an important voice that I get to be a part of now. So very excited to move forward into the next stage of this podcast. I can only assume the next stage with this new energy that you have.
Oh yeah. Well, there's going to be a next stage. And thank you so much for saying that, Brian, because it does, it makes me feel good to know that what I'm going through, I'm not going through alone. And it's why this podcast is so important, so that people listening to this podcast, struggling with gambling addiction and struggling with some of the things that you and I have struggled with, know that they're not alone. So you saying that to me means more than I can ever tell you. I very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. Oh, and I should say, if you have not listened to the Eric and Robin episode, you need to do that because it was amazing. It was excellent. And it's a firsthand account of what it's like to have a gambling addiction and be a military member.
That was a fantastic. They're a great couple. They're very open about where they are and what they've been through. And they were so gracious to just offer up their story to me. We had a great conversation. It was a terrific conversation we had. So yeah, I do recommend, if you haven't heard it yet, definitely listen to it.
And Dave, the other part of what I wanted to say was this, the beginning, the reason I did the podcast at the beginning was for my own benefit to not gamble, and talking about it is what kept me from gambling. The last few years, I've learned that I want lived experience to lead the way on how to solve this problem, the problem of gambling harm. And so that is my goal. I want my voice to be heard. I want people to listen to what I have to say and what we, you and I think, the problem gambler thinks on the issues. And so the way to do that is to get your voice out there saying it. And so I think you said, you know, there's not this help. You're going to create that help by talking and talking more. And that for me is the best part about this. It's activism in a way. You know, you're breaking down barriers by talking about it and letting people know that it's okay. And not only is it not okay, but we need to voice our opinions so that way the people up top realize that this is an issue and we need to be heard. And that's what I'm trying to do with All In, is this is how I think. These opinions were formed through my lived experience. This is not just me being, you know, difficult or an asshole. This is my experience I'm talking about. And my experience is plenty of other people's experience when it relates to gambling harm. And so if I have these thoughts, plenty of other people have these thoughts. And so we're going to keep voicing them until we're heard. And it sounds like to me, that's what you're going to do here.
That absolutely is. And not only, I mean, reinforcing what you were just talking about for those of us with lived experience in problem gambling and what gambling harm really is, you know, beyond, and there's a place for research and clinical and all the other things that are out there, but beyond all that, what does it feel like? What is it like for those of us who have dealt with that? And then for me, with this podcast specifically, it's taking it, you know, kind of in the direction of how does that relate specifically to those of us who've experienced it while we were in active duty, while we're veterans, you know, and some of the unique challenges that maybe go along with that as well. So yeah, I have no desire. In fact, my desire is stronger than ever to be a voice in that lane.
Good. You have a good voice for it.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Brian.
Of course. That's why I'm here, Dave. If I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't be here.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. Yeah. And the thing about it is one of the things that too, that I thought about and that I wanted to bring up with today is we talk about gambling addiction and the gambling and the manifestation of gambling addiction, but oftentimes we don't talk about some of the things that are behind that addiction and some of the things that maybe push us into that, you know, those addictive tendencies. And I've talked to people who say that they've led perfectly good lives. They grew up completely healthy. There was nothing wrong with the way they grew up. They can't say that there's a reason that they started their gambling addiction. And I believe that. It's not that I don't believe it, but I can also tell you that most of the people that I've talked to that have fallen into a gambling addiction, there's something behind it. You know, for me, it is a feeling of inadequacy. For me, it's a feeling of never living up to what I feel I should live up to. And a lot of that comes from, and anyone who's heard my story knows the way I grew up. I was, you know, an abused child, blah, 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 all of that. A lot of that comes from being told you're not good enough for years and years and years and years and years and believing that. And even though you know, there's no evidence showing me that that's the truth. It's overcoming that belief as part of what I have to go through in order for me to truly recover beyond just not gambling. For me to recover as a human being, for me to recover as a confident person, I need to overcome some of those feelings of inadequacy. You know, it oftentimes will lead me to a depressive feeling. You know, when those feelings start to come in, when that started to happen in this podcast, where I started to feel like I wasn't reaching the audience I wasn't reaching, then I started to have those thoughts of, well, I'm not doing it well enough, or I'm not made to do this, or I suck at this, or I'm just terrible, or nobody's listening, nobody cares, which then takes me to that depressive state where I want to say, you know what, screw it. I get a case of the efforts, pardon the expression, but I get that case. And all of a sudden I'm like, ah, why even bother? Well, here's something really cool that happened this time. All of those things happened to me. Those feelings of inadequacy, those feelings of I'm not good enough, those feelings of what do I have to contribute that all these other experts aren't already contributing. But I was able to actually process those feelings, and I was able to sit with that feeling of inadequacy, and I was able to question it. It's something I've never been able to do in my entire adult life, is actually sit and really question those thoughts. I've been able to question them logically. I mean, I think we all can do that. We all can logically sit aside and say, well, that's not true. I know that's not true. But to feel it is something different, you know, to internalize it and say, why is that true? Why do I believe that's true? You know, and to start to question it and to say, well, maybe it isn't true. Maybe this isn't the truth. Maybe this is, you know, this is me getting in my own way through my own beliefs. And how do I look at this differently? So when all this happened and I started to go through this reflection process, this is the process I started to go through. And as I look back on it now, I'm actually like the hair on the back of my neck standing up as I'm describing it, because this is what recovery is to me. Right? This is what recovery is. Recovery is not only getting out of gambling and not gambling anymore, and maybe paying it forward and doing the things that, you know, maybe the 12 steps teach you or whatever program you happen to use teaches you to do, but it's really beginning to come to grips with who you are as a human being and start to come to some terms with that and say, you know what? Damn it, I'm okay. I'm all right as a human being. I'm flawed. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to goof up on occasion. Me pulling myself down from this podcast was a mistake, but you know what? It's okay. It was a mistake, but was it really a mistake? Because I started to learn from it. I started to sit back and I started to think about who it is I want to be in this community, you know, and as a voice, what kind of voice do I want to be? And does it really matter what other people think, as long as I'm putting out my word? And if that one person does get it, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. There was a lot that's going on in the past couple of weeks for me, and it's been a pretty amazing process. Yeah, so I mean, it's really been kind of a journey of exploration for me, kind of a digging into myself and who I am underneath of all of the addiction, underneath of the desire to gamble, underneath of all of that. And as what I'm discovering is that I get more in touch with who I am, as I get more in touch with what I want from my life, and understand myself better, that actually the desire to gamble isn't there. It just doesn't exist right now. I don't have it. But what is strengthening is my desire to share it, my desire to put it out there, my desire to be a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. So, you know, I've recommitted myself to kind of stepping back into this podcast as one of the things that I want to do to be a part of the solution, because I've said this a number of times, and I know I'm not the only one that says this, is that there is a wave on us right now of so many different things that we're getting bombarded by. You know, I just saw something the other day, and I forget exactly what it was, where some company was giving free things to people who were in recovery for gambling, you know, like free play or something like that. Yeah. So I read this and my eyes almost popped out of my head. Like, you think that you're going to give somebody something to play for free and it's going to solve their gambling addiction? No, you're sucking them back into the vortex is what you're doing.
That's plain wrong.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't not be a voice to this. I cannot sit on the sidelines and watch this happen, because it's ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. It's gotten out of hand. And what's going to happen is we're going to see this wave of people coming that are like us, that are like, that are dealing with problem gambling, like I don't think we've ever seen before. It's not here yet, but it's coming. And I need to be part of that. I need to be a part of that process. But I will tell you that one of the things I notice as I stay involved with this and I stay involved in this community is that we have to be very careful not to create infighting while we're also trying to solve the problem. You know, one of the things I saw is that there have actually been arguments over the words we use to describe ourselves. You know, am I a problem gambler? Am I an addicted gambler? Am I a disordered gambler? Or am I somebody who's been harmed by the gambling industry? You want the truth? I don't give a shit what you call me. I have a gambling addiction. I need to get myself beyond that gambling addiction. What you choose to call it is up to you. How you choose to perceive it is up to you. The only thing I would say in caution to that is, let's not put all the onus on the industry because we did our part in terms of engaging in the addiction. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's my opinion. That's where I am on it. And, you know, for those of you specifically military service members and veterans who might be listening to this, who might be struggling with gambling, that choice to step into gambling is your choice to make. It's also your choice to make to step out of that. It's not easy. It can suck sometimes trying to get it done, but it's still your choice to make. So that's where I'm going to leave that, and I'm done having that conversation. So where do I want to go moving forward is not only as part of this podcast, but as part of who is Dave as part of the, you know, the gambling support community is really simple. Number one, let's stick with the podcast. Continue to get the message out there that this is important, that problem, disorder, whatever you want to call it, gambling is out there. It's very real, and it's destroying people on a daily basis. Two, the military does not do nearly enough to help guys who are struggling with gambling addictions, and service members who are struggling with gambling addictions are too afraid to come forward to say something about it because of fear of repercussion. Can you give me an example? What's that?
Can you give an example of repercussion? Like, why would somebody be afraid? You know, for anybody listening to this podcast for the first time, can you give some examples of why somebody would be afraid due to repercussion?
Oh yeah, you could lose rank, you could be kicked out, you could be put on suspension, you know, on restrictions because you have a money problem. Anytime financial problems pop up in the military, they become very acutely aware of it, and it becomes a disciplinary issue because now you threaten readiness because now it just takes some outside force to come up and offer you some money to get information out of you that maybe you aren't supposed to give. Or whatever the perception is. The bottom line is, and if you talk to people who are in the military, they'll tell you that financial readiness is part of operational readiness. So if your finances aren't in order, if you're late on payments, your unit will find out about it and ultimately you'll get disciplined for it. Okay. So problem gambling is lumped into that as part of that problem. You become a problem for that unit, basically. And while, again, I'll say, I understand where the mentality comes from. There has to be a place in there somewhere for, let me sit you down and find out where this is coming from. And if it's an addiction to gambling, let's begin to treat it while you still are wearing a uniform. So maybe we can get you some help and allow you to continue to wear that uniform. So versus, all right, this happened, that happened, that happened. You're bad with money. We can't get you to stop. We're stripping away your rank, which, by the way, makes the problem even worse because now you're taking money away. And we're kicking you out of the military, which isn't solving the problem. It's just pushing it off onto somebody else, usually the Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, that's why it's a, does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. It answers my question. It's scary.
Okay. So we need to overcome that stigma. We need to get past that. We need to offer, even if it's anonymous, you know, even if it's, you know, very quiet behind the scenes counseling to get people through this, we need to give these guys a place to go where they can talk about what they're going through and we can start to get them some help to get them genuinely beyond it, right? We're not putting a Band-Aid on a bullet hole here. We want to try to get to the root issue and start to fix the root issue so that the guys who are going out with this unit aren't lying. Right? Because that's what's happening. If somebody's struggling with a gambling addiction, they're showing up to work every day lying about where they are in their lives. Are they doing that unit any good? Because in their heads, they know what's really going on in their lives, right? But they're living this lie while they're wearing a uniform. is that really doing their unit any good? Because their head's not in the game at that point, right? Their head's in, where's the next bet? Their head's in, how do I keep this lie up from my family and my unit and all the people around me? Because if I tell this truth, if I go up to my, you know, somebody in my chain of command and say, I have a gambling problem, I run the risk of being kicked out of the military. I run the risk of losing rank. I run the risk of getting myself into trouble that I don't want to get into. So I don't know how we do it. I don't know what the answer is to that, but we need to have more conversation around reducing that stigma and making it more possible. So this forum, this conversation, this podcast, I think can be part of that just by having these sorts of conversations. And continuing to have these sorts of conversations, even if it's just me sitting here, you know, blasting my breath all over this microphone, saying the same thing over and over, somebody eventually is going to hear it. I hope. That's my hope. But I can't stop doing it now. I have to do it. And I just feel compelled that this is part of who I am and part of what I want myself to be, you know, as part of my legacy. What am I going to leave? Well, I've done enough damage. Let me do some good. Let me use my powers for good and let me leave something good behind. So that's part one. Part two is I'm working on getting certified to actually help treat people with gambling addictions. So
that's a big, big step, Dave. Very nice.
Yeah. I've got my 30-hour course done. Now I'm getting ready to do my tests and get my clinical hours done so I can get that certification to be able to actually sit down eye to eye with people with gambling problems and to help get them through it. You know, you combine that with lived experience, and that's a very powerful combination, in my opinion. So that's part two. Part three is, you know, advocacy and telling my story. You know, next week I'm doing a webinar about military service members and problem gambling. The end of this week, I'm getting on and doing a news interview for a station out of Ohio about, again, military and problem gambling. I want to tell my story. I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Where can people find the webinar that you're doing? Because this will be up shortly after we're done.
It's actually hosted by NCPG. So if you go on to NCPG's website, you can find that webinar. It is going to be next Tuesday, November 9th at 1 p.m. All right. And it's going to be myself, Dr. Heather Chapman, Richard Taylor, who is the chair of the NCPG's military committee. I want to say Dr. Shane Krause, who's involved in research. And then there's one other person, and I can't remember. This woman is is the spouse of a military service member and is going to speak from that angle.
The affected other.
Right. So it's going to be a very good webinar, I think. And I do highly recommend if people can get on board with it, they check it out. Because again, it's going to help push this information forward. I also recommend if you can get on to OperationResponsibleGambling.org. Spread the word, spread that website. This is a website for military service members and veterans to go through to learn more about problem gambling and to learn about resources that are available to them, you know, for the problem gambler who might be suffering. So at the end of the day, what do I really want for myself? I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And if I'm being really honest with myself, I want to immerse myself as fully into that as I can, without stretching myself so thin that I drive myself nuts.
Yep.
So, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, if you said to me, Dave, what do you want to do when you grow up? I would say, I want to be in the gambling, problem gambling advocacy / treatment / education field. That's what I would want to do when I grow up.
Well, I'd say you're grown because you're there, Dave. That's what you're doing already. You're doing it. You've been
doing it. That. Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's more my passion than anything I do during the course of my day. Anything. There's nothing that comes close to what I feel when I'm doing this.
Definitely hard to do a passion project like this on top of, you know, life and having to work to make money. So if you can do both together, that's the chef's kiss of life.
Agreed. I completely agree. And I find it pretty amazing that, I'm finding this path, you know, that I'm feeling this passion. Not a lot of people get to feel this passion, you know, the way you or I do.
Yeah, I was fired up when you said, let's do a podcast, because I always love it. And I love it when I'm on the other side, when I get to do this part and just make some comments every now and then. And when the fire, I hear the fire in your voice now, and I love it. I love it because that means that this podcast is going to grow and then more people will get help.
And that's my hope for it. That really is my hope for it. So, you know, that's kind of where I am at this point. That's kind of what I've gone through over the past few weeks. That's been my journey. I want this thing to grow. I want this thing to be a voice for us, you know, and beyond problem gambling in the military and veteran community, problem gambling in general, just getting the word out there, having the conversation, letting the world know this thing is real. And, you know, let's put some solution on it before the problem gets so big. There's no solution. Let's put some solution on it now. Let's get ahead of it now while we can.
Amen.
So that's where I am. That's what's going on.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. Let me put your future hat on. Mm-hmm. You know, perfect world as far as the podcast is concerned, not the world. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a bigger job. But as far as the podcast is concerned, give me your ideal, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but give me your ideal vision for the podcast. What do you see the episodes looking like? What do you see a week in the podcast looking like, or a month in the podcast looking like? You like panels, meetings, you want to have interviews with military members who can actually talk about people who could solve problems. You know, what do you see for this podcast?
I see a couple different things, Brian. I'm glad.
Manifest destiny.
Here is manifest destiny. I see a couple of different things. First and foremost, stories. You know, stories of service members and veterans who have struggled with problem gambling, what brought them to where they are, you know, so that the brother and sistership of people who know that they're not alone grows. I want that connection to continue to grow. So that's first and foremost. Number two, roundtables. I want to be able to put together people like you, you know, and then maybe some lived experience people, and then maybe somebody like Jeff or somebody like, you know, Heather, and sit them around and just pull up a topic that's important to problem gambling in the military community and just talk about it and just have a conversation around it. So, you know, that's number two. Number three is to just find a topic like we did today and just vamp on it for a little bit. You know, find something that's important and just have a conversation about it, or just talk about it, or just me talking about it, or you and I, or whoever, you know, and just open, here it is, let's rip, you know. Those are probably the primary things. And then, of course, bringing in some of the experts who outside of us in lived experience know what they're talking about. And, you know, there are actually experts out there who are in lived experience, who operate very successful gambling advocacy organizations, who operate from a position of lived experience. There's the best of all worlds right there. You know, those are the kind of people that I want to talk to, because they've been there and they've done that, just like I have, just like you have. So it's building the community of people to spread the word, to get the knowledge out there, and to say, what can we do to make this better? That's my goal. That's the goal. But first and foremost, to be honest with you, is the stories. You know, who are we? You know, put names, put voices to the problem.
And it's hard. There are plenty of people I've met in the recovery community who are happy to share their story. But there's plenty of people I met who don't want to be public about their story. And that's totally understandable. I'd never push anybody to tell their story who didn't want to. Now throw in the military on top of that. And it's incredibly hard to find people to tell their story. That's why the Jonathan Crandalls and the Eric and Robbins of the world are gems to find. You know, they're the diamonds in the rough, because you're finding people who have the experience, who are willing to share. And so, boy, it's a tough road when you're trying to get people to talk from a community that isn't used to talking or isn't allowed to talk.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And listen, God bless them. I understand. I get it. You know, I'm by no means judging those people who decide to keep their stories to themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course.
You know, there's a perfectly valid reason for that to happen. for those who feel like they are okay with stepping forward, like the Erics of the world, like the Jonathans of the world, God bless them. I'm so glad that they're here to add to our stories. I hope there's more people. And I'll say this, you know, if you're somebody out there listening who has a story to tell, but maybe isn't comfortable stepping forward, give me your story and I'll tell it for you anonymously. I'll strip the names from it. And I'll just tell the story. You know,
the same goes if you want to come on, and we will never reveal any info about you. You can just tell the story without having a name.
Yeah.
I think what's important is the story is true, not the identity.
Right. Right. If you want to give your identity, that's fantastic. I have no problem saying who I am and what I am. I have no issue with that. But not everybody does. In fact, as I'm discovering, and as a lot of people around me are discovering, I'm way more the exception than the rule.
Yeah. So, and that, like you said, though, that's to protect themselves. So I completely, it's very understandable that somebody wouldn't want to put their name on it, because it's such a hard topic, and it's extra hard if you're in the military.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have a story that you want told, but you're not comfortable telling the story, tell it anonymously or let us tell it for you. But let's get the stories told. Let's get it out there. Let's let people know that they're not alone. That is so important. Even if you just want to get a hold of me, you know, through the website, through, you know, my Twitter account, which is at Fall In Podcast, and DM me and just talk about offline, talk about problem gambling as a service member or a veteran, do it. I won't put it on the podcast. I'll keep it between us, but tell your story, say something, do something about it, step forward, get the help you need, you know. Even if that help right now is just having a conversation with somebody who gets it, do something about it.
And Dave gets it. What is your email, Dave, for anybody listening who was just like, hey, I want to email this guy. I like what he's saying.
It's fallinpodcast@gmail.com. F-A-L-L-I-N podcast@gmail.com. I try to keep it as simple as possible.
We keep it all under one name. I did something stupid with mine and made a nice long title. And so, yeah. Dave, I'm going to throw one plug in it, not a plug. I'm going to throw one. You never know who's listening. So I just want to say this, because I think this person would be an incredible guest with the amount of work they do with military matters. And this is a stretch, but if anybody ever runs across Jake Tapper, we would love to talk to Jake Tapper about this, because he is such an advocate for military members getting help for what they need help for. And this is just an issue, and I don't know if he's aware of this issue. So we would love to get that interview if ever the opportunity presented, if anybody has a connection.
I'll stand behind that. Plus, he's a Philly fan, so
there you go. You guys could have that in common. You can sneak in with that and then say, hey, could we talk about gambling and military matters?
No, absolutely. Any voices we can lend to this are good voices. So, and somebody like him could reach a lot of people. So absolutely. You have an open invitation, Jake Tapper.
Yes.
Open invitation. So Brian, I want to thank you so much for what you do every single day. I want to thank you for the work you do to get the word out there. I want to thank you for inviting me into the fold and saying, here, you do it too. You know, I want to thank you for allowing me to sit here and spew for an hour and say what I have to say, but this was too important not to say. So thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know damn well, you don't have to thank me. I'm just happy you're doing what you do, because it makes me happy I'm doing what I do, and we're doing it together. And that's fun. That's better than lifting it all by yourself. So it's a good project for both of us to work on. And I'm honored that you invited me to be a part of it. So thank you. And you came up with, I mean, it was all your idea. You said, hey, why don't we do one military specific? And I thought, wow, that's awesome, Dave. Let's definitely do that. Somebody needs to talk about it. Might as well be you. And I'm glad it's you.
I remember when I came up with the name, your reaction was kind of off the charts.
My reaction was, that is brilliant. That is just so spot on. I mean, it was funny to me because you said fall in, and that cracked me up.
It fits so well.
And then what? And then Jeff came in. He said, well, then we'll do shopping addiction. We'll call it mall in.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was, again, just so funny. Dave, it's been a pleasure to sit here with you. I'm glad you're back to doing the podcast, and I hope you do it more, because your voice is important in this world.
Thank you, Brian. I do intend to do it more. This is not the last you'll hear of me. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much, anybody who's out there listening. If you are a service member, if you're a veteran, if you're suffering from a gambling addiction, if you're not sure if you're suffering from a gambling addiction, but think you might be, say something, please. Email me, fallinpodcast@gmail.com. DM me on Twitter @fallinpodcast. Just reach out, have the conversation, at least start to explore where you are. Again, I'm Dave, I'm working with Brian, and I will end this podcast the way I always do, since it's the Fall In Podcast, by simply saying dismissed.
This podcast is owned by Lee Street Media, LLC. Music provided by T. Vance. Remember, this is a podcast. The views expressed on the podcast are solely those of the hosts and the guests. If you need help for a gambling addiction, please seek professional help.